Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And I believe this is one of the principal ways, one of the main ways, most common ways that God protects His people is through warnings. Now, Jesus, as important as He was and is, and His mission was and is, that's how the Father protected Him. And the family was through warnings and them taking heed to warnings. Should we require something more spectacular than that? We should not. Everybody say warnings. God gives His people warnings. Did you lose your place in Psalm 91?
No.
Go back there then. Psalm 91. This is our part and His part further. We read verse 11. He'll give His angels charge over you. And they'll bear you up in their hands lest you dash your foot against a stone. Verse 13. You'll tread upon the lion, the adder, the young lion, the dragon you'll trample under feet. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later on. Verse 14, because He has set His love upon me. That's our part. Does it matter if you love God?
Yes.
With all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Well, one thing, if you really love God, you're going to be paying attention to God. Aren't you? You're going to be interested in listening to Him. Finding out what He's got to say. I will set him on high. Now again, go back to the context of the message. God is my refuge and my fortress. In those days when the people got attacked by an enemy, those that had towers, they would lock everything down and run inside the tower and bar the doors and lock the doors and go up. And if you could get high enough, you get out of the reach of the enemy. Animals do it all the time, don't they? If they can get to the tree and get up high, they can get away from the predator so many times. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will what? Verse 14, will I deliver him? I will set him on high, safe, because he has known my name. He will call upon me. What'll happen? Are we still talking about protection?
Yes.
You're under attack. You're in a perilous, dangerous situation and you call on the Lord. And what does He do?
Yes.
You love God. You've confessed, you know, day in, day out. He's my protector. He's my refuge. His angels keep me and protect me. And something comes up and you say, Lord, I'm calling on you. Help me out of this. And what does He do? I will answer him and I will be with him in trouble. And I won't just say I'm with you while you spiral down the drain. Don't forget, I'm with you. Help! I'm with you. Remember, just remember, I will be with him. What? I will deliver him. Say that out loud. I will deliver him. Is that God talking now?
Yes.
What did He say? You do what I've been talking about. You confess that I am your protector. I'm your Lord. You refuse to let fear in. You confess that my angels protect you. You call on me in trouble. I will be with you. And I will deliver you. Did He say it?
Yes.
Well, you just never know what God's going to do. He'll do what He said He would do.
Yes.
If you'll believe it. What did He say? I will deliver him. I'll do it. Got to believe this. Got to count on this. But now, this ties in with what we're talking about. How does He deliver us? See, sometimes people spectacularize this, don't they? They have this, you know, spectacular deliverance in mind and can miss the supernatural. The Bible said, We read this last time. Don't turn there, but 2 Kings 6 says the king of Israel sent to a place which the man of God told him and warned him and saved himself there not once nor twice. Was he delivered? Was his soldiers delivered?
Yes.
Repeatedly?
Yes.
Through what?
A warning.
I'll be with him and I'll deliver him. Should we understand that many times the Lord's going to deliver us through warning us? Oh, please get this, friends. Don't let this be too common for you.
Amen.
Yes, there are times when it is such that you need spectacular deliverance. Nothing else is going to work, and God is well able to do that. But again and again, all that's really needed is for him to say, don't go there. Don't hook up with that. Don't be a part of that. Wait half a day. Warn you. And if you heed it, then did he not deliver you?
Yes.
Didn't he deliver you?
Yes.
I am well convinced, I am persuaded that not one of God's people is cut off through tragedy, through so-called accident or whatever in young midlife. I'm persuaded that not one time does this happen, but God was warning somebody. Every time. And people say, I just don't understand. Why did God let that happen? I've seen loved ones just sick with grief, but wrong, shaking a fist at God. Why did God let this happen to my baby sister? Why did God let this happen to my mama? Why did God let this happen? I don't understand. Why did God let this happen? That's the wrong question.
Yes, it is.
And yet it's the only one most of the church even knows.
That's right.
And so people try to come and answer that question. Well, baby, we don't know why God saw fit to take your 14-year-old sister. Maybe he just loved her so much that he wanted to be close to her, and he needed her more there than he did here. See, people try to rationalize and reason. It's unscriptural, unbiblical. Did you hear me? And don't realize they're hurting the situation far more than they think. I have seen people, preachers, try to explain this to people in grieving. I saw a young man, he was trying to explain this, God just needed another angel in the choir and he just loved her so much, he couldn't wait, he took your baby sister and we don't know why. I saw the young man get up and just get hard as nails. And he said, well, if that's the kind of God he is, I don't want anything to do with him. And he stomped out of the door. Didn't go to church again. Well, it's a lie. I said it's a lie. God is not the destroyer. He's not killing teenagers in car accidents.
No.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
He's not killing people through violent acts. He's not the killer. He's not the destroyer. There's somebody else around that comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. Have you read about it?
Yes.
It's the devil.
Yes.
But don't give him too much, credit, because he can't do anything unless we give him place. The Bible said give no place, no opportunity, no space, no place to the devil. And that's where God, praise God, the Holy Spirit comes in. He will let us know about the devil's traps. He will let us know about the setups. And he'll warn us. And he'll lead us. And if we'll listen and if we'll follow, we'll miss these traps. I said we'll miss these traps again and again. Are you in Psalm 91?
Yes.
Go over to another Psalm real quickly here. Glory to God. Psalm 31. Psalm 31. Verse 1. I'm going to read this to you from the today's English version. You can read whatever you got. 31:1. I come to you, Lord, for protection. Never let me be defeated. You are a righteous God. Save me, I pray. Hear me. Save me now. Be my refuge to protect me, my defense to save me. Now, does this sound familiar? They'll call on me in trouble. Is that what he's doing? What did he say he would do? I'll be with him. And what else? I will deliver him. Say that out loud. I will deliver. Who said it? God said it. He said, you are my refuge and defense. Guide me and lead me as you have promised. Is he wanting protection? Does he recognize that guidance is a big part of it? Verse 4. Keep me safe from the trap that has been set for me. That's today's English version. Shelter me from danger. Now, what did he just get through saying? Guide me, lead me, keep me safe from the trap that's been set for me. Does God have the power to break the trap apart?
Yes.
And to get you out of the middle of the trap?
Yes,
yes he does.
Yes.
But that's much more traumatic and really unnecessary.
Oh, yeah.
When you can just go, up, oh, there's a trap, there's a trap. I'm just going to go around this way. So much easier than getting clamped with this big bear jaw trap and go, oh God, you got to help me, please, please. And then when you finally get free, oh God, I need healing. Look at these big gashes. All of it. So much easier to just go, Holy Ghost go, trap, trap, trap. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's go this way, and go around. Just this easy. Just this easy. No downtime. No healing time. No time spent in the waiting room at the ER. Saved all the money. Right? How many know there's something better than being healed from being hurt? It's avoiding. Completely missing the trap. I'm believing for this. I'm believing for this. For this whole church family. All, everybody join with us all over the world. E-members, I'm believing. In fact, I know it in my spirit. When the Lord led me to teach on this, He had it in mind. Amen. And His word does not return void. It will prosper. It will accomplish what He sent it to do, and I just know in my spirit that thousands of us, and multiplied beyond that later on as the word gets out, because we're going to send this word to other folks.
That's right.
At no charge.
Right?
And many, many, many will be alerted and warned, and they'll recognize the warning, and they'll heed the warning, and they'll miss the traps that the enemy had laid for them.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Overriding the Warning, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1204H. That's R-1204H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.